Good morning, everyone. My name is Jake Youngers from the University of Minnesota. Today I'm going to share with you some data related to water quality collected from an annual cropping system, corn and soybean, as well as a perennial grain cropping system, intermediate wheatgrass, also known as Kernza. Quick background, intermediate wheatgrass, cool season forage grass that's being domesticated to be the world's first widely available perennial grain crop. This is an attractive endeavor because these perennial grain crops, like Kernza, can provide a suite of environmental services. Without annual tillage and the deep, dense root system that something like intermediate wheatgrass can provide, such a perennial grain can result in soil carbon sequestration, soil conservation through reduced erosion, as well as enhanced nutrient cycling. Today I'm going to talk about nitrogen in the system and the potential for intermediate wheatgrass to prevent nitrate from leaching to groundwater. So there are thousands of acres of cropland in the upper Midwest that are especially vulnerable to nitrate leaching. This is cropland that has coarse structured soil or land that has a shallow water table. And in these areas, there's many areas where annual crops are being grown on these very susceptible lands to leaching. Nitrogen fertilizer can be applied to these annual cropland, and then it leaches through the soil column into the groundwater, and it actually becomes a health hazard because millions of rural citizens across the upper Midwest rely on groundwater for their drinking water source. Now, there are state and federal programs that are incentivizing the replacement of annual crops with perennial vegetation. However, these programs are not often as economical as farming for the landowner. So we're proposing an alternative situation where you would replace an annual crop with a perennial grain crop, a high-value system that would also prevent nitrates from leaching to the groundwater in these very susceptible soils. We have preliminary data that shows that intermediate wheatgrass requires less nitrogen than most of our annual grain crops. Therefore, there's less nitrogen going into the system. And it's also expected that these deep, dense root systems are more efficient at capturing and utilizing that nitrogen that is applied. And in theory, this should result in less nitrate leaching to the groundwater. So we started to measure some of the parameters related to nitrate leaching in these systems. We installed soil moisture sensors and lysimeters to capture soil water, to measure the nitrate content in that soil water. In an annual cropping system, corn and soybean rotation, in two perennial systems, switchgrass, which is used as sort of a benchmark, and the perennial intermediate wheatgrass, or Kernza. The study took place at three locations across Minnesota for 3 years. I'm going to show you some data from that study. What we're looking at here is the concentration of nitrate in the soil water collected from those lysimeter samples at a 50 centimeter depth across the growing season. And this is a snapshot of one of the 3 years averaged over locations for the three crops, corn, which in the gray bar, switchgrass is blue, and Kernza or intermediate wheatgrass in the brown. It's obvious here that there's a lot less nitrate in the soil water beneath the intermediate wheatgrass compared to the corn and even the warm season grass, switchgrass. We also learned that the soils are drier beneath these perennial systems. This is the soil moisture content 100 centimeters below the soil surface across the growing season for 1 year. And the blue dots are switchgrass, brown dots are Kernza, intermediate wheatgrass, and once again the gray dots are corn. So drier soils indicate that there could be less water moving through the system if it's being utilized by these perennial crops. So those are just two metrics that could be used to predict or model nitrate leaching in the system. But what we really need to do is directly measure nitrate leaching so that we can calibrate and then validate these models and continue to collect data from different environments on these same parameters. And then we can also move forward and get a better handle on quantifying and measuring the nitrogen cycle in the system to figure out where the nitrogen fertilizer ends up in a perennial grain cropping system. So with that, I would like to take questions after the session.
Thank you. You're welcome.